In a worrying turn of events, the resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, is looking at reducing the time allowed for the public to ask questions on agenda items at future council meetings. Whilst this measure may be understandable if related to questions being asked that have no relevance to the agenda of the day, it could be construed as a blow to the democratic rights of citizens to address hot community issues with their elected representatives. Case in point being the Northlands development, which, as most Whistlerites know, is the last large parcel of land in Whistler Village ripe for development. The recreational facility currently located on the site, the Whistler Racquet Club, was not included in the original plans drawn up by the developer in conjunction with the RMOW. Those members of the community who were concerned attended the council Q&A session to vocalize their objections. The RMOW listened to these concerns, and, together with the developer, acknowledged that a replacement facility would be factored into future plans. A perfect example of democracy at work and a functioning municipal council. To reduce or eliminate the ability of citizens to voice their concerns and help shape important legislation is a fundamental blow to democracy, and has to be of concern. Surely citizens' rights to probe elected officials' decision-making is more important than improving effectiveness and productivity, by gagging them. Guy Darby, Whistler, Editor's Note. While the RMOW has said it would support further investigation of a right-sized destination recreation facility, with tennis and pickleball courts in the next version of the Northlands designs, those designs are not yet public, and there is no guarantee at this point a recreation facility will be included.